For 30 years, your voice, your morning, John McKenzie's morning, only on 4CA 846.
Oh, this is just a coincidence. Listening on the other line, this is very interesting indeed, was the Shadow Minister for Police. He's also Fire and Emergency Services, Shadow Minister, Corrective Services, etc. This is Timothy Mander. Tim, good morning.
G'day, John. How are you?
Did you just hear the detail of that arrest yesterday?
I did, yeah.
Very important you listen to that.
They come across some unusual circumstances.
Yeah, exactly. Tim, I've got to talk to you about a couple of matters. Firstly, let's go to the Australian version of this yesterday. The state government in Queensland will unveil the details of a review into the parole system 2 weeks after the Townsville death that sparked the probe. Now, the Premier said the review was discussed at a cabinet meeting held at the Brisbane Royal Show. A review into the parole system was set up after the stabbing death of an 81-year-old woman in her Townsville home. The man charged with her death had only been recently released from jail on parole. This matter, Tim Mander, comes up again and again and again. You'll hear the most heinous crimes committed by someone, sometimes just out on parole, only a matter of days, as in this particular case. People get so angry that nobody is ever seemingly held to account on what clearly, on some occasions, is a bad mistake with sometimes fatal consequences. What's the opposition's position on this parole system?
Well, John, as you say, the situation that happened in Townsville a little less than 2 weeks ago was absolutely tragic and, in my opinion, totally unacceptable. For someone to be released from parole, released on parole, and then 7 hours later allegedly commit such horrendous crime, you don't need to be Einstein to realise there's something wrong with the system. So we welcome the review. However, I hope this is not just another one of the 50 reviews that are happening already, which seems to be the habit of this government to kick the can down the road so to take some publicity away, because this is an incredibly serious issue. And we're concerned that it won't be addressed in the timely fashion that it deserves. So there's something obviously wrong and it needs to be fixed.
Yeah, they're talking about concluding it by November, which is interesting. I don't know how they can gauge the duration of such an inquiry. You just stunned me when you just said there are 50 reviews underway. Are you fair dinkum?
That's fair dinkum, John. It's costing the Queensland taxpayers millions of dollars, as this government's habit is not to make a decision. Is to bring in a review process which delays decisions, costs millions of dollars, and helps them avoid making hard decisions. And this is just one of as I said, at least 50. And, what we want is, and I think what people of Queensland want, is a government that will actually make decisions, take responsibility, and make decisions. So, the ministers are responsible for what happens in their department. And a serious issue like this needs immediate action. And John, I'm hearing other disturbing things as well. I'm hearing that you don't necessarily have to be a model prisoner to actually be released on parole. Parole's all about rewarding good behaviour. And with the current situation of prison overcrowding, and that's reaching a crisis point as well. Prisons on average across the state are at 112% capacity. So I just hope that prisoners are not being released early, undeservedly, because of the overcrowding in our prisons.
Now, Tim, this is going to be a difficult one for you. I have often people on this radio program bemoaning the fact that what is 112% overcrowding, whatever, and they're saying, well, clearly it's overcrowded because prisons no longer are a place not to be. Now, the point they're making is it all too soft? Is it all too comfortable for these people? We have people being let out of Lotus Glen up here and they go out and commit a crime so that they go back in again. They're missing their mates, they're missing their sporting facilities, three meals a day, etc. What would be, for example, an opposition response to a comment like that? Is there a way that you can make prisons once again a place not to be for all inmates?
Well, that's a valid question, John, and I can understand people feeling that. Look, I think it's important that you get the balance right. Of course, we have to be humane, but at the same time, we don't want luxury holiday camps with televisions and video games and access to, you know, the computer systems. I mean, prison is meant to be a punishment. And so, and to think that anybody would want to go back in there, because life's more comfortable for them is really disconcerting.
Yes.
So, you know, prison is meant to be punishment. It's, of course, it's restricting your freedom, but there's meant to be a penal aspect to it all. Mm. So you've got to get the balance right. Yes, be humane, but no way in the world should we be having a situation where people think it's a holiday camp. Mm.
Now, I've got to take you to another matter altogether, and this has just absolutely stunned observers who were watching progress at Lincoln Springs. I'd had Boyd Curran on this program on quite a few occasions, and the signs were certainly encouraging as far as getting these off-the-rail kids back onto the rails. Now, in the Cairns Post today, it reads that the state government is considering a backflip on controversial boot camps for juvenile criminals, with officials set to tour a cattle station 3 hours west of Townsville tomorrow. Now, from inquiries I made this morning, this property does not sound like an ideal property. It's close to the road, etc. If these kids want to shoot through, it looks like it's not going to be too difficult. Anyway, it goes on to say Labor members, Justice Department reps, police and community members will tour Gervoise or Gervoise Station, 35 k's from Greenvale, to investigate a proposed program similar to youth boot camps, which were abolished a year ago. The Labor government declared boot camps, which were implemented by the LNP, a failure and a waste of money when it announced last August that camp contracts would not be renewed. I won't go on with all the details of this, but the reality was, admittedly, the first model up at Coranda was ridiculous. It should never have happened. I think Jared Blay would admit that today. However, the version at Lincoln Springs, from all reports I had, was certainly going well, and a whole lot of people said, well, why are you pulling the rug out from under that? And if you are pulling the rug out from under that, Anastasia Palaszczuk, why wouldn't you have an alternative ready to go? You just can't turn your back on these troubled kids, because clearly it's not fair to them, but it's also particularly not fair for their potential victims. What's your comment on this?
Well, John, I read this with disbelief as well. I mean, this is the height of hypocrisy. This government criticised the LNP, incredibly so, with regards to the boot camp concept. And let me remind listeners that the boot camp concept was a trial. So the whole idea was to trial this system, an alternative system, to not send people to jail because of the overcrowding that we have, those that didn't deserve full detention, and try to put some of these young people on the straight and narrow. We were having a go. And as you say, there were some hiccups, but that's what a trial's all about. But before there was any results fully in, and the Auditor-General actually praised the one that was happening down the Gold Coast, this government, purely for philosophical reasons and because it was an LNP government policy, they opposed it. Now, at this height of hypocrisy. But, John, listen to this. This is what's come out of the Premier's office. Now, these aren't boot camps, of course. These are culturally sensitive adventure learning programs. That's what they're calling these things. So they're avoiding the word boot camp and instead giving it this name, which, when you talked before about whether these things should be harsh or not, or, you know, have a penalty involved. Well, they're not boot camps. They're culturally sensitive adventure learning programs. And the other thing, I think, is they've done it in secret. We don't know anything about this. So, you know, this is the bunny found out because of the press. So, again, they don't want the potential embarrassment of making it, you know, look like there's been a backflip. And they're going out and doing these investigations by stealth. I'm flabbergasted by the hypocrisy.
Yeah, you're not Robinson Crusoe. Can I just take you back to that title again? Culturally sensitive what?
Culturally sensitive adventure learning programs.
Oh, my God. Look, I've run right out of time, and I presume Tim Mander, so have you, but thank you for your time this morning.
More than welcome, John.
He's the Shadow Minister, Police, Fire and Emergency Services, also Shadow Minister, Corrective Services, Tim Mander. We're going to the national news. If you want to comment on some of these developments, the number to call till midday, 1-300-8729.